Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. And praise the Lord and welcome to Miracle Internet Church. Amen. Where Jesus Christ is Lord. And I pray that all of you had a wonderful weekend and that you are enjoying this spring weather and that you're making the most of every situation in your life. Amen. That you're standing strong in Jesus Christ. And that you have not caved in. You're still in the faith. Amen. You know, there are a lot of people who've thrown their hands up when they look at the situations that are surrounding us and what appear to be our alternatives. And they're just giving up. They're throwing the towel in. But guess what? You haven't. Amen. You've got the word of God in you. You have the faith of God in you. You have the love of God in you. And you're still going forward. Amen? That's a good thing. Amen? And these unstable times, that's a very good thing. We want to thank the Lord Jesus for holding us up. Amen? For keeping us strong and keeping us determined and keeping us moving forward. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I know that the self-examination that we had the last time we were together was very eye-opening for many of us. But that's a good thing, amen, to know where you really are, amen. The Bible says that his word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway, amen. So we learned some things about ourselves. And we know that the Lord is reaching out his arms to us still, beckoning us to come on with him. Amen? So we're going to obey the Lord and heed his counsel, and we're going to move forward with him in every area. Amen? Amen. And a special welcome to all of our first-time listeners. We are a Christian internet church. And we meet on the internet every Wednesday and every Friday evening at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States of America. And we also meet wherever the believers are all over the world. We have over 30 countries represented in this ministry. Amen. And so we just invite you and thank you for joining us. If you feel the need for prayer and deliverance, we are available. Amen. Our guest call-in number is area code 319-527-6235 and press 1. Amen. We encourage the body of Christ to come to Jesus for real. Not that phony one there out there preaching, you know, the materialistic one. That's not the real one. We're talking about the real one who gave his life on Calvary for all of our sins. I'm Pastor Sabrina Sessions, and Brother Bill is here with us, and Brother Marshall, and all of you. And we are so grateful to have the opportunity to join together in the love of God. Amen. We contend for the faith which was once delivered to the saints. And we pray that you desire that same authenticity and genuineness that Jesus Christ brought when he reestablished the word of God in the earth. Amen? Amen. So we just ask that you join us in our chat room, which is located on our webpage. Our webpage is www.miracleinternetchurch.com. That's miracleinternetchurch.com. And when the page comes up, click MIC Radio Chat. That's our chat room. Sign in. We ask that you not use your Social Security number, your phone number, your date of birth, those very personal things. Just put a username or your name and sign in. And greet the brethren that are in the chat room. Amen. We have a loving group of believers that trust the Lord with all their heart and lean not to their own understanding. And we encourage you to join us in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, it's been an interesting walk these many years. It's been many years, but this has been an interesting walk. You know, there's never a dull moment here. God is so busy dealing with us and helping us and answering our prayers and correcting us and building us up and giving us strength and giving us power and giving us faith. We don't have time for a dull moment. And we pray that you choose to join us and invite your in-laws, your outlaws, your friends, your neighbors, even your enemies, you know. The Bible tells us to bless our enemies. That's a good way. Invite them to join us. Everyone needs to hear from the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
So we also ask that if you're on a computer, that you open up a second window of MiracleInternetChurch.com and click Archive Sermons. It's right across the banner at the top. And when the page comes up, scroll down to Upcoming Broadcasts and click the big arrow in the middle, and you'll hear it through your computer. If you're on an iPhone or an Android cell phone, you may access MiracleInternetChurch.com as well. And you will find three bars across a black background, and that's your link to all of the links. Once you press that, all the links open up to you. And we encourage you to thoroughly investigate the website in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, amen, and amen. So we have found out many things in our journey with the Lord here. The Lord has taught us quite a bit. And so those of you who are new, we encourage you, and those of you who are not so new, to go into the archive sermons with God the Holy Spirit and allow him to lead you to those messages that he wants you to learn. That's right. There's information there for everyone. Newsletters are on our website. A lot of truth is on our website. And some of it, yes, is difficult to swallow. But once you hear it and you look around the world, you can see it clearly. It's out in the open and it's fully evident. To understand what the Lord has been trying to teach his people for some time. We do a lot of spiritual warfare here. Why? Because the Bible tells us to do so. And Jesus has called us to do just that. He didn't give us armor just so we could have something to wear. Excuse me. We have robes of righteousness. We walk in his truth. And we exclusively use the King James Version of the Bible. So we encourage you to get your notepad, if that's what you use to take notes, and your King James Version of the Bible, and join us as the Lord comes in our midst to teach us what he has to say to us tonight. Amen? Amen. Now, we're going to do some more growing, saints. Yes, we are. We're going to do some more growing. The Lord says that's good for us. More growth. So if you didn't like the results of your exam, your self-exam on Sunday, just know that you're going to grow some more. And the next time you take it, you will have done better because you will have grown. Amen? Don't be sad if you don't like what happened. Nobody made a perfect score. Nobody. Just don't feel bad. Nobody made a perfect score. The Lord spoke with me about one particular area, and by Monday noon, I had straightened that out. Yes, I did. And I encourage you to work with the Lord to get those areas that weren't quite what they should have been into line with him. Amen? Amen. You know, when we know better, we do better, don't we? So, don't be discouraged. God has plans for you, and they're great and wonderful plans, and he's going to bring us all through. Amen? Amen. So we're going to go before the Lord our God in prayer, and we're going to thank him for his goodness and for his revelation of love to us. Amen? Amen. You know, I was at the dinner table on Sunday, And someone was kind enough to let me know that I needed to use my napkin that was in my lap. Now, you see, I was not able to see what that person was able to see. And I kept wiping, and I didn't make it the first few times. But I kept working at it until the problem was solved. That's the way it is with a lot of things. Sometimes we can't see certain things about ourselves. And it takes the Word of God and the Spirit of Truth working with us to help us to see and to help us get things in order. So we are appreciative to the Lord for every opportunity to be brought into His order and His purpose. Amen? To be strengthened and to be built up, to be corrected. Amen? Even chastened sometimes. That's right. The Lord wants a strong people. He wants a people that know and understand Him and His ways, a people that are humble and obedient and willing to follow Him. Amen? So, we are choosing to be those persons. And if you would like to do that too, we encourage you to join us. God is great and wonderful. And we all need to keep in mind that once we leave this life, we cannot come back down here and straighten things out and get them right. We have to get it right while we're here. That's right. We have to get it right while we are here. It's not going to work with us thinking, well, no, there is no such thing as that. I know there's this group that teaches you that you can come back and do this and do that. No, let me explain that. That's not the truth. No. Purgatory does not exist. Can I say it? Thank you. You have to get it done while you're here in the land of the living. So whatever we can do to bring ourselves into right living, right believing, we ought to do it while we're here, while we have the chance. Once we're gone, it's done deal. But while we're here, we can do great things in Jesus' name. Amen? Amen. So be encouraged that the best is still yet to come. Amen? The best. Father, we choose to give you praise. We worship you. We adore you. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your continued mercy. We thank you that you've placed our sins in the sea of forgetfulness, and we're not going fishing there either. We thank you, Lord, that you lift us up, and that you're the glory and the lifter up of our heads. We thank you, Lord, that you love us, that you have a good plan for our lives. It's the reason you sent us into the world. And as long as we continue to walk in faith with you, as long as we continue to walk in humility and meekness and obedience and remain teachable, you can do great things with our lives. We may look at them as being ordinary, but you made an awful lot of ordinary people with ordinary lives, and you want to use them, each and every one. So we thank you, Father, for the gifts that you've placed in us that are coming forth as we are growing in faith and believing you for the truth of your word to blossom in us. We thank you for the fragrance and sweetness of your presence. We thank you for the anointing of your Holy Spirit. We thank you for the power that you release to those of us who believe you. And we thank you for your very presence in our midst. We cannot live without you. We choose to honor you as our Lord, as our Savior, as our God, as our all. And we will never choose another. We thank you for choosing us. We thank you for blessing us. We thank you for anointing us. We thank you for your grace and mercy toward us. And we thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the armor of God. We thank you for the warring, linking angels around us. We thank you for the wall of fire with your very presence, your glory in our midst. We thank you for the praising angels and for all of the blessings that are yes and amen in you. And we choose to partake of our inheritance by faith in Jesus Christ. And Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we bind Satan, the strong man, and all of his evil angels, evil spirits, demonic agents, all of his underlings, and we cancel all of his demonic assignments and satanic agendas against the righteous. We take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name. We bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with God the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, and we come out of agreement with kingdom. We close and seal all portals, channels, and open doors of access to the enemy. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We bind rape and murder to its strong man and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains in darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We bind the sources of all witchcraft attacks, and we return the attacks unto the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. We bind all trafficking demons, all reporters, watchers, peeps, whisperers, familiar demons, electronic, technology demons, Leviathan spirits, Kundalini spirits, water spirits, marine spirits, sex devils, unclean spirits, passive devils, sorcery devils, seducing, womanizing, drone spirits, whoredom spirits, all the voices of the stranger, hypnotic and trance devils, and all of their attacks, and we bind them in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all mystic rituals and their intent. We overturn and empty all cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and magicians. We bind every order of magic and mystic arts, Buddhist black magic, Santeria, Egyptian magic, Chaldean magic, Hindu practices, the work of the Druids, European, African, Caribbean, and Latin American magic in Jesus' name. We bind all black magic and white magic in the name of Jesus. And we forbid it to attempt to attack us or to work against us in Jesus' name. We bind all Morgellons attacks and return every attack to the senders. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide and all free-flying devils. We bind all evil spirits which take animal forms, all shape-shifting spirits, trapping them into their shifted form for eternity. We bind each demon responsible for the dominion of sin in the American culture. We bind the prince of the power of the air, and we return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog. We bind the lord of the flies and his agents, and we place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind all satanic ritual abuse and the formation of bull flies and other demonic insects. We bind all spiders in their webs, trapping them in their own webs. We bind the transference of evil spirits and the gods of the people of the land and the gods of the grove. We bind Mammon and his agents. We bind all demons sent forth to intimidate, harass, manipulate, lie against, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, spy, sabotage, hinder, besmirch, block, distract, confuse, pervert, stifle, curse, expose, stop, assassinate, divide, confound, attack, reproach, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant. We bind all vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient art, ancient rituals, mystic rituals, devils attending the New World Order, the New Age movement, and underneath the sea, the cities under the sea. We bind false religions, numerology, horoscopes, the spirit and the children of disobedience, martial arts, yoga, transcendental meditation, antichrist ideologies and doctrines, Ahab and Jezebelic practices, lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, spirits of destruction, chaos and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, premonition, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, bio-PK, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, and defilement by wizards. We bind it in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all demonic, blood, sexual, financial, animal, fecal, and soulish sacrifices in Jesus' name. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry. We bind every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirit, rioting, abuse, trolls, fear, combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, and temptations to sin. We bind Moloch and Basilic and Baal, Beelzebub, Belial, Baphomet and his 72, Python, Neptune, Zeus and Apollyon in Jesus' name. We undo the works of all demonic weapons, fireballs, poisons, voodoo pins and dolls, spears, hot and cold spots, and return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. We bind numbness due to witchcraft in Jesus' name. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinions, and we return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head. According to the scriptures, we bind all traditions rooted in sin. We denounce and renounce them all and loose ourselves from them. We clean our houses, our homes, our apartments, our cars, our storage places of all ungodliness and all uncleanness and all idolatry in Jesus' name. We bind the gang stalkers and send their fear, harassments, and witchcraft back on their own heads as well as their mind control in Jesus' name. According to 2 Thessalonians 1:6, we bind the spirit of slumber. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. Lord, we come to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free and to break every yoke and chain, and to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for your truth. Lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Lord, we've come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief in whom we serve and obey. Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Yes, we do, in Jesus' name. For kings and all who are in authority and all true Christians everywhere. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand will save us. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for the blood. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. And with the sword of the Spirit, we disconnect ourselves from every spirit, every garland, every chain that may have connected itself to us, been wrapped around us by some evil entity. We cut ourselves free in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, in the name of Jesus as the body of Christ, we break every cage. Every cage is broken, and the captive is set free in the name of Jesus Christ. And from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we pull out every fiery dart, pen, needle, spear, all voodoo and witchcraft curses that have been sent against us in Jesus' name. We send it back wherever it came from according to the covenant in the name of Jesus. We cut ourselves free from all ungodly soul ties, silver cords, ley lines, attachments, covenants, agreements, consents, garlands, vows, pledges, and any form of agreement with the demonic realm. We break the power of every witch, warlock, wizard, Satanist, shaman, and sorcerer in Jesus' name. We break the power of all the curses, hexes, all the love spells, vexes, all the sorcery, magic, voodoo, mind control, all the tampering with proper brain frequency in Jesus' name. We break charms and fetishes, all psychic warfare, bewitchment, potion given in our sleep. We break the power of the attacks in Jesus' name. We break the power of spirits trying to reconnect to us that we have been freed from in Jesus' name. We break the power of all sickness, pain, and torment in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind psychic warfare being sent to us continually. We break the power of all that root working, trying to root people, crystals, hoodoo, chantings, all incantations, tribal rituals, and sins in Jesus' name. We are a free people. We are the people of God, and we thank him for the liberty that we find in Christ Jesus our Lord. And everybody said amen and amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, saints. Amen, amen, amen. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we take authority, dominion, and power over every root work that has been done against members of MIC in Jesus' name. We uproot that in Jesus' name. Come up and out, God's people. You have no right to be there. Break it in Jesus' name. We uproot every planting that my heavenly Father did not plant. Take a deep breath and cough, saints. Deep breath and cough. The enemy's been working. Deep breath and cough in Jesus' name. Cough that ungodliness out in Jesus' name. It has no place in you. Your power, your glory, O God. Yes, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for moving amongst your people right now, setting the captives free in Jesus' name. Amen. Take a deep breath and cough. From your belly, call from your belly in Jesus' name. Take another day. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you. Break it in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. You see, the Lord does not want his people bound. He wants us free all the time. We are not to be bound by any trick or device or tactic or work of the devil at all. We are a free people in Jesus Christ. Amen? And don't ever forget that. Don't let the devil trap you into thinking, well, you've done it now. You can't get out of it. Oh, yes, you can. The blood of Jesus is here, and the blood of Jesus is upon you. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. If you need to repent of something, go right ahead. Jesus Christ receives repentance all the time. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Well, we have a featured psalm for this evening's worship service, and it's Psalm 54, Psalm 5:4. And we have a featured ebook that is available on our webpage. It's the baptism of the Holy Spirit, endued with power from on high. It's a wonderful book. Some of you say, well, I already speak in tongues. No, but you need to know the word behind it. Amen? You need to be stronger in that area. Amen? Yes, stronger. Yes. So we encourage you to read. Amen. Give attendance to reading as the Bible commands us to do. Amen. Praise the Lord. And our verse for meditation for this service comes from the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 29, verse 24. They also that erred in spirit shall come to understanding, and they that murmured shall learn doctrine. I like that scripture. Amen. There's a lot of hope in that scripture. scripture. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, saints, tonight we're going to talk about examination, a tough examination. You know, many of us have, you know, even from grade school, we went to school and there's been at least one time in our matriculation through whatever educational institution we were a part of where we ran across a test, an examination that we found to be difficult. There were some others that we took that we felt we had mastered the material, and so it seemed like a breeze to us. But there's always that one exam, that one examination that really, really challenges us. Well, those things happen in Christ as well. There are times when we have been given a command by God, and we know it's right, but it's a challenge. It's difficult. We find it hard to embrace. Well, we're going to talk about that for a bit tonight. And we're going to learn how to walk with God in these tough examinations. Because, you know, he never leaves us or forsakes us. That's right. He never leaves us and he never forsakes us. So he's right there with us while we're going through this tough examination. He's there to help us to succeed. That's right. And if by chance we just can't seem to get it the first time, he'll help us. He will help us. He loves us dearly. Jesus shed his blood for us when we were yet sinners. He is not going to give up on us now. Amen? And so we should not give up on ourselves. Praise the Lord. In the Gospel of James, chapter 4, the Gospel of James, chapter 4, beginning with verse 10, the Word of God says, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord. It does not say, humble yourself in your own opinion, and when in your own opinion you think you are humble, you have achieved humility. No, it does not say that. It says, it reads, humble yourself, which means God is not going to come and do it for you. You must do that. I must do that. We all must. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord. That's right. The Lord has to decide when you've reached humility. And he shall lift you up. He will lift you up. He's the one that determines if you're humble or if you're not. Speak not evil one of another, brethren. He that speaketh evil of his brother and judgeth his brother speaketh evil of the law and judgeth the law. But if thou judge the law, thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. So who art thou that judgest another? The Lord is saying quite plainly, he's the lawgiver and he's the righteous judge. And since you don't know everything, only he does, he's the one who's able to save and he's the one who decides to destroy. Why are you trying to judge your brethren? Why? That's a good question. Let's see if we can't find some answers. Amen. See if we can't follow the Lord through his word and find out what he wants to say to us tonight. As we all know, sinful, willful desires and affections are seldom brought into the light of God's word in prayer before they are acted upon. That's right. You know, everyone is human. None of us here on this planet are perfect, not even newborns. Amen? They can be some of the worst manipulators you've ever seen. So everyone has an opportunity to act on evil desire. They come with the Adamic nature. Everybody has that opportunity. Everyone has been willful at some point. Even if you're only 2 and a half, you have had the opportunity to be willful, and you took full advantage of it. But you see, these desires and these affections, what I want, what I want, what I want, when I want it, the way I want it. We don't usually, even in adulthood, bring these things before the Lord in prayer except to tell him that we want it. We don't bring these desires in ourselves before him for examination to see if they are in his will or just our flesh. Usually we don't do that. Now, on some occasions we do. But you see, we're not consistent with it. We do it when we think we ought to do it. Humans are that way. So the Lord tells us in James chapter 1, beginning with verse 13, he says, let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. Don't say when you're tempted to do something or to believe something or to think something that you ought not, that God did it. Don't say God made me do it. No, don't do that. Because God can't be tempted with evil. He's holy. And he doesn't tempt any of us to do wrong either. He tries us. He tests us, but he doesn't tempt us to do evil. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away. Away, underline the drawn away part, of his own lust, his own desire, his own ambition, his own drive, his own opinion. And enticed. You see, it's what's within us that draws us away from the Lord. And we must grow to the point that we recognize when this is happening to us. We're drawn away of things that are within us that are not pure and holy. They draw us away from the Lord. Then, when this lust is conceived, when it really gets cranking, it brings forth sin in our lives. Why? Take advantage of an opportunity to bring it forth. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. That's serious. That's very, very serious. We need to ponder this pathway. You see, we like to say, the devil made me do it. No, the devil just did what the devil's always done. He's always done the same old thing. There's nothing new under the sun for him to do. It's just that we did the same thing that Eve did in the garden. We gave him an opportunity by listening to him, by allowing him to put imaginations, vain imaginations, across our screen. And in a moment of temptation, we went for it. We were enticed, and the trap was right there for us. But you know, we can learn to overcome this. We can learn to recognize what's going on in us before we get to the sin part, if we are paying attention. Amen? It doesn't have to be the way it always was. We can come out of that, amen, by the power of God. Many times, as we ponder a matter, we hastily draw conclusions based on our own point of view. Well, this would actually be the perfect time to observe the command of the Lord in Matthew chapter 5, verse 7. Really? Yeah. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 7, the Bible says, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy." You know, it's a good thing to show mercy to others, because there's always a time when we come before the Lord, we need mercy. We're not perfect. We need God's mercy. So we should be busy giving mercy to all. Amen? That's right. We must be generous in our pity of those who have not the desire nor the willingness to move toward the Lord and his grace. Yes, because at one time we were acting that way too. We were in the snare of the devil at one time. We haven't always been who we are today. Perhaps ignorance of the truth has blocked their interest in godly love. Perhaps they have hardened their heart in fear or in suffering. Perhaps their companionships in life have influenced them into lies, into delusions, into deceit, into dishonesty, and into damnation. In such times, we should pray. Yes, we should pray. 2 Timothy chapter 2, beginning with verse 25. 2 Timothy 2, beginning with verse 25. In meekness. That means we're not easily provoked, because they're going to aim to provoke us. The demons are going to get them to do it. In meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves, saying, you know, I understand what you're saying, but the Bible says, and let the words of truth land where they land. If peradventure God will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth. You know, God does that. He can give them a spirit of repentance if they acknowledge the truth. And we're praying that that happens, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. They've been devil bait. Well, we used to be devil bait too. We weren't always so righteous. Amen. But God, who is rich in mercy, came by to help us out. And we finally realized how much we really needed him. But we must pray from a pure heart, not a heart filled with condemnation and continual fault finding, not a heart of despising. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, beginning with verse 9, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind. Nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. The Lord's very serious about this, and he wants us to know this. He wants us to know it. We need to recognize it, and we need to let it move us to pity, to mercy, and to intercession. To pity, to mercy, and to intercession. You see, we can't sit back and fool ourselves, even if they are our close relatives. Those who live immoral lives, adulterers, homosexuals, transsexuals, all of that, they won't have a share in the kingdom. Neither will thieves, greedy, and people, drunkards, slanderers, robbers, extortioners, and the list goes on and on and on, as you see. He says clearly they shall not inherit the kingdom of God. He has not changed his mind. He said heaven and earth will pass away, but not one jot or tittle of his word will. Amen? And such were some of you. That's right. Such were some of us. But now we're washed. We're sanctified, we're justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. How soon we forget that we were totally blinded by our own sin. And in some areas, we need much more sight. Yes, we do. We see in part, we're doing our best, still need some more sight and some more wisdom. In the Gospel of John, chapter 7, verse 24, John 7:24, the Lord says, judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment. You see, saint, this temptation and evil to lay blame, to judge, condemn the actions of others and is in our own hearts. That's where it can be found. It's in our own heart. Nor will it speedily leave until we judge it as sin. We desire for others to generously overlook and pardon our faults, our sins, our wrongs, and our misbehavior. Yet when the table is turned, when the shoe is on the other foot, so to speak, we operate out of an unclean spirit of criticism upon others. Yes, we do. We've done this. If we never would do this, the Lord would not have me preaching this message tonight. So, yes, I'm in the right church. Yes, you're in the right pew. And, yes, we do this. Even in anger, hostility, and bitterness from the past, we present bitter waters in disappointment. Yet, we claim that it comes from a sweet fountain. Really? Yep, we do that. We do these things. Sometimes we're in the midst of them before we realize what we're doing, but we do them. In 1 Samuel chapter 16, the Bible says, "For the Lord seeth not as man seeth. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart." That's how we are. That's one of our weaknesses. We have a propensity to look on the outward appearance only. But the Lord looks on the heart. Strife is in your heart. Don't pass it off as something else. If rebellion is in your heart, don't pass it off as something else. If you absolutely, positively cannot stand somebody, don't hug them and say, "Oh, I love you." God heard that, and he knows the truth. Do not lie against the truth, saint. Strife brings confusion and evil works. The combustion of evil desires, wrong judgment, and a critical spirit will certainly produce sparks of indignation and harm. I'll say that again. The combustion of evil desires, wrong judgment, and a critical spirit will certainly produce indignation and harm. Let each of us look within. Yes. In 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. Examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own self. Know ye not your own self, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobate? Wow. Really? That's right. He's telling us that we need to look inside ourselves to see if we're honestly and truthfully walking in the faith, the faith that Jesus Christ delivered. We're supposed to put ourselves to the test. We're supposed to prove our own selves to know what's in us. We're supposed to come to know us, each of us. What's in me? How does it operate in me? How can I tell when I've gotten myself back too close to the line again? I've slipped back over into some area that I had already come out of. I need to check up on me. Amen? Yes, this is a tough examination indeed. But okay, how needful it is. Oh, how needful it is. It's important that we examine ourselves. Why do we see others as we see them? And what is the truth of our criticism? Evil lurking in our own heart? Is the flaw of another an opportunity to act on a temptation? Oh, Lord, we wait for the day when those who are in error will believe truth, and those who complain and wait to be critical so that they can complain will be willing to be taught. Yes, we wait for the day. Lord, deal with those who are bullies in sheep's clothing, who flaunt of your ways in doubt, irreverence, and in believing that all Christians are motivated purely by self-interest. Their scorn is sometimes extreme, Lord. Their words pierce and leave bleeding wounds. Lord, hear our cry. In Romans chapter 14, Romans chapter 14. You know, saints, sometimes it's difficult to come to peace with people who are determined to undermine your faith. It's a challenge. I guarantee you it's a challenge. But, saints, the Lord has brought you to the challenge. He'll take you through the challenge. He's brought you to face it. Don't run from it. He'll take you through the challenge. In Romans chapter 14, beginning with verse 10, but why dost thou judge thy brother? Or why dost thou set at naught thy brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. For it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then, every one of us shall give account of himself to God. Every one of us shall give account of himself to God. There isn't anybody that gets out of that. Not anybody. Let us not therefore judge one another anymore, but judge this rather, that no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way. Amen? We have to be committed to that, saints. We have to commit ourselves to that. You see, we are not our own bosses so that we live or die as we see fit. We are bought with a price. Yes, the precious blood of Jesus, and we are not our own. We must live to bring glory to God. We have no right to unfairly criticize our brother or to look down on him. You see, we must all personally stand before the judgment seat of God. When Jesus Christ came to this world, he humbly suffered the nasty insults of those who were against his father. So then, we are taught to walk in patience and in love. We are taught to walk in God's love and not what the world does. The world does. Not even what we used to do when we were younger Christians. We're called to walk in a more matured form of love. We are called to stop putting forth the finger. We're called to walk in mercy. We're called to walk in the Lord's truth. We're called to apply it first to ourselves before we plan to dish it out. God's love is not as the world loves. You see, the world doesn't give consistent, unconditional love. The world has conditional, maybe I like you, maybe I don't, depending on whether or not you fit my plan. They're called fair weather friends. But that's not who we're called to be in Christ. We're called to be faithful. We ask our Heavenly Father in Jesus' name to supply us with his patience, his unmovableness, and encouragement to help us to live in harmony with those who oppose us. That's right. Whether it's on our job, whether it's with our relatives, whether it's with our children, whether it's with our spouse, regardless to what arena it's in, we have to represent Jesus Christ. Yes, even with those who take advantage of our human weaknesses. It's difficult, saints, but we have the love of God poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. And so God expects us to reach into the well of his love and pour it out on others. Even when we disagree with them vehemently, hot disagreement, we're still called to walk in love and mercy and patience and forbearing. Even when we can't seemingly find a place of any agreement at all, we can't go back to acting like we used to act. We can't act like the world. It's just the truth. We have to act like Jesus Christ. We have to act like our Heavenly Father. How else will they receive conviction? We pray for the Holy Spirit to come and convict. But we're a part of that. He wants to use us. Convict them of what? Well, when they see our good works, they know they're not good, that's for sure. And yes, they're going to lash out. They're going to lash out in anger. They're going to resent it. They're going to resent our good example. They're going to have way too much to say. To live like godly people. We can't get down in the ditch with them. We can't start doing things out of bitterness and hurt that are just not Jesus Christ. You see, those who plot wicked ideas to trap us so that they can say, see, I knew that all that Bible and church was nothing. Those are people Jesus is trying to reach. Many of them are so proud that we are put off. We really are. But we can't turn around and act like them. We can't lash out in fury. We can't stand there. And even though they are very, very, very wrong, throw the book at them. We have to remember how long-suffering and patient the Lord was with us. It took a long time before we began to understand the things of God. And they don't. And if we don't have mercy on them, they probably won't. Think about it. Think about it. God calls us saints to be strong in the Lord, strong in Him. Strong in Him and in the power of His might. Why? So that we'll be able to stand in the evil day when they come at us, when they come against us, when they try to undermine us, when they try to do us harm. We have to be able to stand in Christ, in His strength in that day. If we have places where we're harboring sin and bitterness and wickedness, it weakens us. Stand on that. That's like trying to lean on a broken tooth. Remember in the Bible, the one that built his house on sand versus the one who built his house on a solid rock? Well, that solid rock is Jesus and His Word. We can't afford to lean on the sinking sand of sin. It's not Him. Strength is found in the Lord, not in the world. You see, if your sister upsets you terribly, and you decide that, well, I'm just not going to have anything else to do with her. So you just aren't going to have anything else to do with her. You know, there's a difference between waiting for her to come around versus you deciding, well, I'm just sick and tired of her, and I'm just not going to have anything else to do with her. There is a difference. There is a vast difference. There's a difference when you say, well, Lord, I told the truth. I did what was right. And now I'm coming to you to pray for her, that you might turn her to the right way. Versus, and you know, the last time this came up, she did da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And she did da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and she did this, and she did that, and she's probably planning to do da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da again. There is a vast difference. It's not the same at all. It's not the same. Yes, you're having fiery darts thrown at you. Yes, they're going home saying all kinds of curses. They're doing witchcraft. They're doing warfare. You know how to do defensive warfare. Do it. But that doesn't mean that it's an opportunity to rip them apart with criticism. Amen? I know you're thinking of scriptures now that are telling you that you know that this is right. Mm-hmm. When reviled, when insulted, Jesus didn't insult again. He didn't threaten. We're not supposed to either. And we're not, excuse me, get on the bandwagon of criticism with a critical spirit and just take off. Amen. There are going to be times when you're going to apologize and you weren't even wrong. Because the gospel is sown in peace in those who make peace. Yes, you're just going to humble yourself. Remember, we have to examine ourselves. And you're going to apologize and you didn't even do anything wrong. But you see, what you're seeking to have from which the truth of the word can still be proclaimed through your life. And if you shut the door with critical speaking, judgmental attitude, taking advantage of that temptation that you ought not grab a hold of, you shut a door. And it's the door that leads to them. Yes. You see, there was a time when we were enemies of the kingdom of God. But the Lord, in his gracious long-suffering, bore with us until we could turn around. It's the goodness of God that leads men to repentance. It's his goodness. That's why he makes the sun and the rain to come on the evil and the unthankful. The unthankful and the evil. The good and the not so good. He's not a respect of persons, either. You see, all of us have been wrong at some point, at some time. It's by his grace and mercy that we've come this far in the faith of God. So we ought not grab hold of that temptation as if it's our favorite cookie and chew it all the way until it's gone. Because when the Lord comes by with the word, it might be coming back up out of us. So, saints, the Lord wants us to be strong in him and in the power of his might. Lean on him when it gets really hard. Use your prayer language. Remember to raise the shield of faith. Remember to do your warfare. You have to go in the garage and sit in the car. Do your warfare, but don't get ugly. Don't start with your barrage of criticism. It might cost you a soul that the Lord sent you into the earth to win. You see, saints, We have to learn through experience how to walk daily in the overcoming love of God. Love learns to wait sometimes, even though it's being shot at with every verbal accusation that the other party can find. Especially when that party believes that they're a Christian. That's right. Especially when the other party believes that they're a Christian and that they are right. We know we have this situation with unbelievers and with backsliders, but we have this situation too when the other party believes that they're a Christian and they believe they're right, no matter what. The same principle applies. Amen? The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, beginning with verse 4. Charity suffereth long. Yes, love suffers. There is suffering in love. I know we don't want to hear that. I know we don't want to encounter that. I know we don't want to embrace it. But Jesus suffered. And if we don't suffer with him, we surely are not going to reign with him. Charity suffereth long. Long means longer than 10 minutes. Sometimes it means longer than 10 years. And while charity is suffering for a long time, charity is kind. It doesn't reach in its quiver of arrows of criticism and fault-finding and blaming and finger-pointing and shoot arrows all day long. Charity does not envy. Love knows that God supplies all of our needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And he gives us some wants, too. There's no need to envy. Love has taken care of it. The Lord has supplied. There is no point to our envy. We are not at a disadvantage. We are walking in faith believing. Love doesn't get all puffed up on itself. It's not showing off its badge of righteousness in Christianity. It doesn't have this big old symbol on its shoulder going, I am humble. No, it doesn't. It doesn't behave itself unseemly. It doesn't act out. It doesn't do the, well, I'm going to show you. It's not selfish nor self-seeking. God's love in us doesn't behave that way. It doesn't display that way. God's love in us is not easily provoked either. Every little thing doesn't get on our last nerve. And even if it should annoy us, we don't act ugly and act out of order. No, when you cut us, we bleed the love of God. That other stuff. And God's love in us doesn't go around thinking evil of everyone, judging everyone, criticizing everyone, finding fault everywhere. The love of God in us bears all things. That means we got to put up with some stuff that we just, frankly speaking, do not want to put up with. We have to believe all things. We have to believe the best. We have to believe that God is at work, even when other people do not portray that God is doing anything. We have to stay in hope, knowing that the word of God is truth. And in his love, we can endure all things. We can endure quite a bit until God brings us out, till he says, that's enough. There. That's what God wanted to tell us tonight. It's a truth that sometimes we find uncomfortable, but we know we must make the needed adjustment. Yes, it is a tough examination, but it's an examination that comes to every disciple of Jesus Christ. And we all must come to the place where we pass the exam. Jesus promises to show us a more excellent way. And that more excellent way is the love of God that's found in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. That's what he wanted to tell us tonight, saints. That's what God has to say. And I hope and pray that his words found a resting place in our heart. Amen? We're going to find those difficult places in our lives. We all do. There's nobody exempt. No, there's nobody exempt from this test. Everybody gets it. Somewhere along the way, everybody gets it. Everybody. Everybody gets tested here. Amen? Everybody's going to get tested. You know, that child that you brought into this world, you fed them, you clothed them, you did everything for them you could do. The day will come where you'll have to stand in this sermon just for them. Amen? That child that you stayed up for nights when they were sick, you sacrificed this, that, and the other, you did without so they could have. You'll have to walk this sermon with them. That spouse that you married in youth and promised to love till death do you part, you'll have to learn to walk this word with them. Sibling that hates your natural guts, and you know that there is nothing you've done to them because you've been to the Lord, and he's already told you. You've got to walk this word with them. Amen? That in-law that didn't want you in the family to begin with because they thought you weren't good enough for their whoever. You have to walk this word with them. That neighbor that tried to go to the association to keep you out of the neighborhood. They grin in your face and talk about you behind your back and have been doing it since before you moved in the neighborhood. You got to do it with them. Yes, their children are ugly little people. They put dead snakes in your mailbox and then giggle around the corner waiting for you to find it. You got to walk it with them. on your job, they try to set you up to fail. They pass over you over and over and over and over, and that's their thing to do, harass you. You got to walk that with them. You know that your siblings are stealing from you. You just can't prove it. You got to walk it with them. Mm-hmm. You already know you got to do it with that witch on the job. But it's the people that's closest to you when it hurts the most. But you got to walk it with them too. But that was my mother. Mm-hmm. That's true. That's my mom. How could she do that to me? It's so. That was my dad. How could he have treated me this way? Mm-hmm. They do. But you got to walk the word with them. You got to lean heavily on the Lord to bring you through. Because it's a painful place. When blood turns on blood, it's a painful thing. It's not a scratch. That's a stab wound. And you have to go to the Lord and allow him to heal you. You got to go to the Lord. There's no place else to run. You can get on the phone and think you can rant and rave with all the other people in the family, and that's going to subdue some of the pain, but I've got news for you. It only makes it worse. You have to go to the Lord and bear your soul before his throne and ask for his help and ask him to heal you. He's the one that's going to pull that dagger out of your back. Because sure enough, they went for you. They went straight for the jugular. Yes, they did. And no, it was not an accident. They did that on purpose, and you know it. Even in that, you got to walk this word. You see, saints, that's what makes us different from the world. We don't find our fuel in bitterness and hatred and criticism and anger and rejection and hatred. That's not our fuel. Our fuel is the love of God. Jesus showed us his love hanging on a cross, bleeding to death. Remember? And when the Father saw that it was enough, that was enough. Look at Jesus now. There comes a day, saint, when the picture changes. It's not going to always be people trying to make you feel like you're nothing. The day will come when the picture and the scene changes. But in the meantime, we have to walk the love of God in the earth. Amen? Amen. Tears will stream down your face sometimes. But don't waste too many tears. It might relieve some of that emotional overflow, but it's not going to change what they do. You have to walk the plan that God has set out for you to walk. And you have to walk it leaning and depending on him. Amen. You have to walk it leaning and depending on him. You're going to need times where you're going to have to, Holy Spirit, hold me, because right now I really want to do something I know is wrong. You can't fall for it. See, the devil's sitting there waiting, just waiting for you to take the wrong turn, to open your mouth and say the wrong thing. If you can't get the right thing out, just close your mouth. At least you won't go wrong. Just close it. Just get in. At least the devil won't get you to going. Because, you know, once you open your mouth and let it out, it's coming, and it's coming like a freight train. It's hot and on fire, and it's going to set something on fire. So you just, and just hold it. Then when you get along with God, you can exhale. Amen? I know this wasn't necessarily an easy word to hear. But you know, things that are really worthwhile aren't always easy. But they're worth it. In the end, it's worth it. Amen? Amen. God bless. Praise the Lord, everybody. Let's put our hands together for Jesus. Amen. We know that we are loved. And they'll know that we are Christians by our love. Yes, they will. Even on their deathbed, when the Lord sends us to lead them through the sinner's prayer, they will know that we are Christians by our love. Amen? Amen. Brother Bill.
Praise.
Join.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Pastor Sabrina. And speaking of the sinner's prayer, saints, do y'all remember a week or so ago that Tammy was talking about her mother was on her deathbed and we all started praying? Well, Tammy got to go spend some time with her and led her to the Lord and got to pray with her and pray for her, and she had a wonderful long talk, and it was so peaceful. We just praise you for that. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Another victory. Another victory for you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you. NK placed a prayer request in the prayer room for a final sale of an item, and it went through with no trouble. Thank you, Lord. And for him, as a praise report, he did it again. Hallelujah. The Lord blessed us with a wonderful investment today after putting it in as a prayer request yesterday. Saints, give unto the Lord, and he will open doors for you beyond your wildest dreams. Praise you, Heavenly Father. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We just give you praise and glory, Lord Jesus. We praise you for that. MM has a praise report. The Lord heard it and answered prayers for EN. Had a biopsy recheck for cancer yesterday, and she has been in pain. They put her to sleep, but the results revealed the truth. God is keeping her cancer free in Jesus' name. Praise you for that, Lord Jesus. We just praise you. And in cases, praise God, my posts haven't been disappearing from the chat room as soon as I enter them anymore. Well, saints, make sure that you have refreshed and you haven't left your browser open for a long time. I've had that happen to me, but once I would click out, click back, fresh one, I'd have no troubles. And you have to bind Bosey. He's always trying to work in the background to stop something. But thank you for that, Lord Jesus. We praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Beloved says, I am immensely grateful for all the loving kindness the Lord continues to shower over myself and my son. He's so good to us, and he loves us so. What a beautiful experience is to know his love for myself. There's no love like the love of the mother. Most High. He generously provides for us. I couldn't make it without him. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We just praise you for that. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. And RT says she was receiving so much deliverance, and it was in her emotions. And thank you, Lord, for that. Praise you, Lord. After she had called in, she is learning to walk it out. And thank you, Lord. Praise you for that, Lord Jesus. We just praise you. Praise you. Ariana woke up, and she said, earlier this morning, I felt sick. I was feeling sick, and I did my warfare, and it went away. Well, praise you, Lord Jesus. The saints are growing. The prayer warriors are learning how to fight. We praise you for that, Lord Jesus. Praise you for teaching us and building us up on our most holy faith. And Deborah has a praise report. We received word from my husband's urologist that his PSA count has dropped tremendously, and that was before even getting any chemotherapy. And the doctor even shared he was surprised that my husband is doing so well with all the treatments he is getting. I'm not, for I know the blood of Jesus never loses its power. And that is my favorite song, Deborah. I just love that song. We sing it all the time. Praise you for that testimony, Lord. And Deborah, I love where it says in Mark 16:17 that even if we drink anything deadly, it'll by no means harm us. So anytime he goes in for any treatment, pray that prayer. Give you praise, glory, and honor, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Was it Anina put a praise report in there? Sunday, I was having some back pains, and Pastor Sabrina and Assistant Pastor Bill prayed over me, and instantly all the pains were gone. Well, praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. That's a wonderful testimony. And Amy has a praise report about 1:30, a few hours ago, from the prayer request the Lord showed me. She had lost her phone, and she prayed, and the Lord showed her where it was hidden. It was hidden deep inside the couch. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for that. We praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. And Gladys has a praise report. My sister Maria landed a job this week. You for that, Lord Jesus. We praise you, Lord, for giving her a job. And MM says, I placed a prayer request in after work today. My phone went missing, and the supervisor had accidentally gave my phone away out of confusion. After prayer, binding and loosing, Jesus gave peace. His peace just surrounded me. Another coworker came to my home and handed me my phone. Thank you, Lord, for sending your angels to track it down. We just praise you for that, Lord Jesus. Praise you, praise you, praise you, Lord. And Amy has a praise report. My son is responsible in handling his taxes on time. Thanks. It's been a long battle, but all the glory goes to God. Thank you, Father, for taking this burden from me. And I just praise you for that, Lord Jesus. Give you all the praise and glory. And D46 says, has a praise report. God made a way for me to get my driver's license today after it was sent in the mail, then returned back to their headquarters. And I even received a courtesy call, and they would have it, and that they had it, and I could come pick it up. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. And here is my most favorite praise report for today. AK, he has a huge praise report. At tennis today, I was playing against a new girl. She was very bad at the sport, but as soon as she talked with her mother, she was amazing. I had a bad feeling about this. When I played against her, I bound all witchcraft. It worked. Great. She was under the witchcraft of her mother to win, and we just give you praise, glory, and honor, Lord. We thank you for that. You're teaching us how to overcome all that, even in our children. Praise you for that, Lord Jesus. We praise you, Lord. These are some awesome praise reports, Pastor. These are just wonderful. And now back to you, Pastor Sabrina.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Everybody, praise the Lord. Our God is good. He is so good. And there's nothing too small or insignificant for him to work on. Amen? He takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. Yes, he does. Now let's talk about this for a moment, Saint. There are many times when some of you have prayer requests, but you don't put them in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room. I've noticed over time that seemingly pretty much the same people come up with their prayer requests and place them in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room. Now, my question is, what's going on with the rest? Perhaps you think it's too personal. Perhaps you feel exposed. Well, let's look at it this way. The Lord intended for the body of Christ to work together. He intended for each of us to be a blessing to the other. When you decide in fear or apprehension or pride or whatever it might be, that you don't need to place your prayer request in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room, you hurt yourself, and you hurt the cause that you're bringing before the Lord. You see, there is no temptation that's come to you that's not common to mankind. Everybody has something in their life that they're placing before the Lord that's really precious and important. In fact, at the moment, I'm thinking about certain persons who have adult children, and they know that that adult child has not moved toward the Lord, step one, to step in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room. And if they do, they won't get specific enough with the prayer request. They do one of these gloss overs, we'll call them, where you say, I'm praying for someone to become more responsible. That's a gloss over. If you say, I'm praying for John to start cleaning up his room, washing his car, and getting his grades done, that's more specific. You see, when the saints read your prayer request and they read the scriptures that accompany the prayer request, we have what you call the ability to come into agreement with you based on the word of God. But if you choose not to share your prayer request with us, you leave yourself without the support of the body that God would prefer for you to have. Yes, we pray for everybody. Yeah, and we always will. We, in fact, take out special time to pray for the prayer requests that are placed in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room. There are people that ask me, well, I need you to keep this prayer on your prayer list. I said, is it placed in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room? Because that's where I go to pray for the saints. In fact, there are persons listening to me right now that I contacted today, and I asked, have you placed such and such and such in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room? You see, that's what I mean. We have prayer requests that are in our heart in our lives, in our minds, that we have not placed in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room. But we're still holding out for God to do something. Well, God wants the body to come into agreement with you. He wants us all to present that prayer request before him. You see, there's someone who has gone through similar experience, and they already know how to approach the situation in a manner that you have not thought of. And God will use them if you would simply put it in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room. There's some of you that have conditions in your body. You're believing God. You call your best friend and ask them to pray. But you have not taken the time to put it in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room. It may be that you can cancel that doctor's appointment if you would but do that. It does not matter how long you've been a saint. You still have prayer requests. And the Lord wants us to all learn how to pray one for another. It's not enough for you to come up, read the prayer request, and pray for others. You need to be open and honest and transparent and put your own prayer request in there. That's right. And I know this is the case. The Lord and I talked about this at length, that there are those who through neglect or through pride or through fear or through shame have not entered certain prayer requests into the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room. And it's taking you longer to receive the answer than it would have taken if you had put the prayer request in there. That's right. It's trudging along, you know, and it would have gone faster had you done that. One of the reasons that I use Sister Marla as an example is because she's frequently putting her prayer request in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room with the scripture. Every single instance, every single thing, she's up there putting it in. She's consistent with it. Well, the rest of us ought to be consistent just like that. We ought not be sitting there harboring this little whatever it is, this little situation, and in the back of our mind, I'm believing God for that. No, faith without works is dead. We need to go on to completion. We need to put it in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room. That's why God gave it to us. That's why he gave it to us. He wants us to fully utilize. And in addition to that, there are some of us come up and put the same prayer for the same people in every day. But we have failed to introduce that person that we are praying for to this ministry so that they can get the help that they need. That's right. We're up here just praying for them away. But we have not thought to say, so-and-so, let me introduce you to this. Somewhere in the back of our mind, we have allowed some entity to convince us that this person will not receive this ministry. Well, you receive it, and it's enabling you to be a blessing to them. Why can't they partake of the blessing as well? Well, you never thought about that. Well, you should. You really should. I know that you have prayer requests that you haven't placed in this prayer room. In fact, some of you, I go through the prayer room looking for those particular prayer requests. And I don't find them. also, I want to encourage everyone to pull out your bundle of little, medium-sized, large, extra-large, and super-sized prayer requests that you have for the Lord. And I want to encourage you to get the scriptures that you're standing on to go with each one and to take your time and to place them into the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room. I know today I said to someone, have you placed a prayer request in the Global Prayer Room for each of your siblings with the scripture? And that person texted me back and said, that's a lot of prayer. And I said, yeah, get it done. Get on it. Let's go with this. That's right. Let's do the thing the Lord would have us to do. The scriptures say pray without ceasing. Well, if you don't bring it to the body of Christ, the body can't come into agreement, and you won't have the effect that you really need to have. You know there are miracles, 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 healings, deliverances that the Lord would bring if we would but do that. That's right. Some people would not leave us and go to the grave prematurely if we would. So, let us get busy. I don't care if you think it is the most insignificant prayer request in the world. God doesn't look at it that way, and neither should you. If it concerns you, it concerns him, and you should trust him with it. Amen? Now, there's some things, they are very, very deep and personal. You write those to me at gproom@outlook.com, and I will come in agreement with you. Yes, there are some things that you can't just put out there like that, but most things you can. Amen. So, we look to the Lord for his grace. And we want to thank him for helping us to do what we ought to do. Praise the Lord. Yes, there are things that are considered distasteful. But you see, the situation isn't going to get where it needs to get if we all don't come together and pray and stand with you. Amen? Amen. So let us all walk in humility and love, and God will surely bless us. Our guest call-in number is area code 319-527-6235, and press 1. And we're going to go to our guest call-ins now. God is waiting to move, wanting to move. Come on. He wants you to add some agreement. Area code 3072. You're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Hi.
Hi.
Awesome. Hi. Yeah. GP room. Yeah, saved my life. You already know several times. Sometimes go in there and think I'm putting too much prayer in there, but I have to do it. My life and lives depends on it. So the way it is, Jesus taught me how to pray. Doing that, also he used you, you know, through the Holy Spirit helping me, and he taught me how to actually pray and do warfare doing that and looking up the scripture. So that's how, I mean, I still, sometimes I think I put too many in, but I got to do what I got to do. I can't be proud. I need prayer, okay? They're on a rampage, you know what I'm talking about, okay? I am doing my warfare. But these last two nights, you already understand what happened. These attacks are it's taken a long time for them to lift, okay? And I'm having a hard time here. Also, there's an issue. I'll just say help, regarding help. I'm trying to, I'm really trying to seek the Lord to see, like, okay, you said you're going to bring me help. I know he's not a God that he would lie, okay? Is there something that I am doing wrong or whatever? Because the door isn't open. Now, we know that they're already working their powers and they're with his Lord. So that's a major issue, because the one thing affects the other thing. And there's just been, their level of wickedness has been, I mean, it's been real bad. But Jesus has kept me in, you know, with the agreement and everything like that. But these last two times, I mean, hitting my body where I could barely walk, it's an attack, because as they were doing their little tribal mess and everything like that. So I need prayer, because I didn't even barely sleep last night because I was doing warfare. So it's hard to not get sleep and then do warfare because you have an open door. So,
amen.
That's fair. And concerning the envelope, you know what I'm trying to explain. The envelope. I already knew that's what was happening, and that's why a lot of things were shut down, because of what's going on there. Because I have been very consistent with my repentance. I'm not perfect, but trying to make sure I stay clear, because I don't want no hindrances for what God's about to do, you know. So that's my thing there. Because like I said, the one issue affects everything. So that's what they are very concerned on, making sure that does not occur purposely. So, yeah.
Well, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come before you. Saints in your prayer languages, please.
No,
we come before you in Jesus' name. And we thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you for the love of God that's found in Jesus Christ our Lord. And we know that there is no counsel that stands against the Lord. There is no wisdom, no knowledge, no counsel that can stand against the King of Kings. No one can stand against the King. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we realize that you have brought us to a new place. We are stronger than we have ever been before. But, Lord, this has gotten to the place that it's a bit unbearable. So we cast our care upon you, and we know that you make a way where there seemeth to be no way. We know that you are our waymaker. We know that you provide an answer and a solution for every need. We know that you do not forsake us, and you never leave our side. You live in us and with us. So we know that by the stripes of Jesus Christ, we have been healed. We know that the blood ran down when they pressed the crown of thorns upon your head. We know that we have the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. We know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of the strongholds of the enemy. With the knowledge of your word and the power of your grace, we come before you, Lord, thanking you for what you are doing. We know that your judgment is sure and your judgment is final, and we shall soon see it in the realm of the earth. We thank you, Lord, that those things that you have prepared for the wicked are moving from the supernatural into the natural realm, even as we pray.
Yes,
Lord, we ask for healing in our physical bodies in the name of Jesus. Several of us, Lord, have been hard hit by the warfare of the enemy in Jesus' name. But he fights vehemently toward the end because he knows he's going down. We thank you, Lord, that you will give us what we need to endure to the end. We will not be confused. We will not be hindered. We will not be stopped. We will not be turned back. We have the victory, and we know we have it in Jesus Christ our Lord. We return to the sender. Every attack, every attack, every attack goes back. All the plans, all the wicked devices of the enemy, all of the wickedness of the enemy returns to his own pate, returns on his own head, just as the scriptures declare. It is a righteous thing with God to send forth tribulation to those who trouble us. So we thank you, Lord, that your power is moving. We thank you that the swords of the mighty angels of God are forever spinning. They're moving. The fire that they release is there. We thank you, Lord, that they will not be able to withstand your wrath. They will not be able to withstand your judgment. They will not be able to withstand what you have planned for them. We know, Lord, we take the victory right now by faith in the name of Jesus Christ. We take hold of the victory right this moment through faith in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. It is ours by faith. It is ours by inheritance. It is ours through the covenant. It is ours through the blood of Jesus Christ. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord.
Yes,
I will repay them all.
Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, break it. Satan, you can't win. You may as well stop now, but you cannot win. Every device that you have worked, every ritual that you have worked, now you're down to tribal ritual. You're desperate, and we know it. But the blood was shed for human beings, not for demons.
Yes.
The Lord, he will recompense their wickedness back on their own heads through their own devices, and the words that have proceeded out of their mouths shall their demise come. Open the way, Lord. Open the door. Open the way. Open the door. We pray for those, Lord, that you will use. We submerge them under the blood of Jesus Christ. We bind confusion in their minds. Every time that they have used against them. Justice on the mount, Lord. You provided yourself a lamb. You will provide yourself with what we need, the instrument that we need. You gave him, Lord God, a jawbone of an ass. It was laying on the ground. Nobody cared. That animal was long gone. But your prophet, Lord, saw the jawbone of an ass, and he used it. He used it with your might, your strength, your power, your anointing. You use one smooth stone and a slingshot, and a slingshot to take down a giant. Yes, he had other stones, but he only needed one. And that one was sufficient to win the battle. We thank you, Lord. Your move is sufficient. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Now, all those spears and all those pins and all that voodoo that was sent, come up and out in the name of Jesus Christ. We search you at the root. All that voodoo, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Everything sent against the leadership of this ministry and against this ministry, come up and out with members in Jesus' name. Come out of the leadership. Come out of the membership. Come up and out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask you to reverse the curses that have been sent in Jesus' name. Every plot, every plan, every device, every ritual done, we ask that you turn it in Jesus' name. We give you the praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And every hindrance that's been sent, we send it back in the name of Jesus. Every blockage, everything they've done, Lord, it goes back. Every attack, every single instance of every attack goes back in the name of Jesus, according to the covenant. We thank you, Lord, for sending forth your angels, your angelic hosts, to clear the way. Thank you. Thank you for sending them forth to clear the path and to clear the way, because the righteous are coming through.
Yes,
we give you praise, Lord.
Yes,
there is nothing that the enemy can do now.
Yes, Jesus.
There is nothing that the enemy can do now. We give you praise, Lord. We thank you.
Yes.
Father, we ask that you take all of our deliverances to completion in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Holy Spirit, come and fill those empty places in the name of Jesus. Heal us where we need to be healed. Save us where we need to be saved. Amen.
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 Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
He crowns us with grace.
Amen.
We thank you for it, Father. In Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.
Amen. Thank you. Love you, God.
God bless. Area code 2407. You're on the air in Jesus' name.
Good evening, Dr. Sabrina.
Well, God bless you.
Been a long time.
Yes, it
God
has.
Bless you. I know, but I'm always here. You know that. I'm always there. You see me all the time in the chat room, in the prayer room, the zero.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So I've been following, and God has been blessing me, and I'm learning, just like Sister Marla, I'm learning how to use the word, and every time I try to put a prayer, I would hear the Lord, just like he's sitting behind me, or just like near my shoulder, and he'll say, this is the scripture, and then I'll look for it. Usually it's about one or two, so I just want to praise God for that. The teaching is wonderful. I'm learning. Okay, so I have a procedure on Monday, and it was scheduled for the 5th of May. This has been my doctor. It's AVM, where they go through the lungs. They said my veins, my vessels, veins, I guess, they grow. And for some people, they don't grow. They only grow one time, and they, you know, embolize it. But mine, they keep on growing. Now, I had all these issues happening at one time, and the Lord had asked me to tell it to you, that when he shows me things, that they do happen, and I want to ask the Lord to forgive me, because I didn't do it. because I have been kind of like, he doesn't really come to, he shows me things when I'm sleeping or when I'm just watching sometimes. Sometimes, of course, they're not from the Lord, that I've learned how to discern that. Because things of God, they are just like so bright, and they have a scripture in it, and they are real, and they are very powerful indeed. So I would know, I'm learning how to know that at least. So the doctor I have always has always done my embolization is very, very good. The people there are acquainted with me. This would be maybe the fourth time. And once a year, I would go for the CT scan, and they would check my lungs and see. If I need it, then they would say, okay, they are stable. You don't need it. But this year, it was kind of weird. They said, oh, one is getting a little bigger, so they do need to go in there. This year, I don't have friends from church. It's like everybody has left me. Even family members, they've left me, okay? But the Lord said, I'm a widow. So the Lord said, I will never leave you. You are not alone. Everything he has provided for me is like a free. My home is free. He pays for it. I don't pay nothing. Things he gives me are just there. He's really provided for me. The Lord has provided for me as a widow. Okay? I get everything I need, he gives it to me. Not in thousands, but he just gives it to me. If it's $100, it just stays and it grows. And you taught on faith last time, and the Lord said, I want you to believe in me again like you used to when you were little. Now, I'm saying little in faith, I grew up. I used to really to believe in the Lord in faith. When he says something and I believe, it will come to pass. It may take a little while, but it will come to pass. Okay, and I kind of lost it. I don't know why I lost it. I just lost it. But you brought it back, and I'm starting to go back there again. My family has completely rejected me. They talk to me like I'm nothing, okay? And I'm their mother, and they don't respect me. I have no one even to take me to the doctor, okay? But the lady that brought me to Christ, she said she will try, and she works at night, okay? Maybe I have that belief to have somebody with me, to go with me in faith, because they don't want anybody there. Last time I was there, I was on that table for 13 hours. So now I want you to pray for me and the saints. I don't know. You keep saying maybe it should be canceled. I was wondering why they were trying to give me another doctor. And then they told me my doctor wasn't there. So I'm very concerned about this. And they also want me to take a COVID test.
May I ask you something?
Yes, ma'am.
Has anyone else in your family that you know of have this problem?
No. Not anybody, but I'm sorry. I had my older daughter. I have four children. I had that. She doesn't talk to me for many, many years. She says that I had a rumor from another daughter that she has something in her lungs. But in our family, I'm from Africa, and, you know, I don't know if anybody had anything. I don't know. So if they did, mm-hmm. we would never know, because we were like that we were. They would check and see something was wrong, okay? So I've had a lot of issues with a nodule on my thyroid. They said there was a mass in my pancreas. There's this and this. Things that I'm like, where did this come from? The Lord told me to tell you, it came from one time where I had lost everything, and I was staying with a woman, and she was very, very strange. She was a Christian. She said she was a Christian, but now I believe that. What Christianity is that? And she used to make all this noise at night, and that's when I began, all of a sudden, all these things came upon me. I was laying on the bed, and I think I said this at the first time when Dr. Pat was still there, and you guys were praying for me. And I was laying on the bed, I was just laying on the bed in the daytime, and something came in my mouth, and they were making noises. Like, one was like a pig, like a tiny little pig was alive, and another animal, they all entered me. And when I tried to get up, I could feel like something was choking me. And then I started that. I had pre-diabetes. They wanted to remove the thyroid. And when I saw in the vision that God showed me, if you took that thyroid off, you will bleed to death. Okay? Then they gave me all this kind of medicine for, the Plavix, that I was mm-hmm. going to PST. If it was not for God, it's 5 years ago. And I always say, Lord, I'm not going to do it. Because you showed me I would bleed to death. And I would see all these people, family members from Africa. You know, they're doing things. I came from all this witchcraft stuff. Oh, okay. Huh? My mom, my sisters, all of them, they were all into witchcraft, okay? Now, they didn't call it bad witchcraft. It was love potions. Am I going to have a baby? You know, nobody has ever been married. We all have, like, you know, children out of wedlock. You said not to be afraid to say what is the truth. Is we were all in nightclubs. You know, we were just loose. You know, but God gave me a husband that loved me, married me. You know, he loved me so much. You know, he passed away 12 years ago. So I said, okay, and I said this one time with Dr. Pat, I was a Muslim. I was lost. I never knew Christ. Okay, I knew there was a God. I loved God, but I never knew who he was until one day the Lord sent a woman to tell me about Christ Jesus. That was maybe 22, 23 years ago. She is the lady that still holds me. She still prays for me. She prays for my family. Okay. And we are getting older together. She's the one even that said, if they don't take you, I will take you then in the morning. I don't know if this is God really doing this. Is he allowing me again to go through this? I don't know. I'm uncomfortable.
Let's pray and see what happens.
Yeah,
in your prayer languages, please. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we approach you through the blood of the Lamb. And from our position, seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we remit all of our sister's sins and the sins of her ancestors, particularly the sins of idolatry and witchcraft and rebellion.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Lord Jesus.
With the glittering sword of the Lord, we circumcise from her every soul tie, ley line, silver cord, garland, chain, fetter, net, yoke, covenant, pact, agreement, and every connection with the demonic realm, even and especially through the family bloodline in Jesus' name.
Yes,
we cut
Father
her free
God.
In the name of Jesus. We cut her free from all kinds of soul ties, from people she has known in the past, those that have used witchcraft on her, and those that have worked powers on her, those that have cursed her. We cut her free from all of them. We cut her free from them and from their works in the name of Jesus. Any place, Lord, where they have parts of her soul in a vessel, we break that vessel in Jesus' name, and we release her. We break the cage in the name of Jesus Christ, and we set the captive free. We command all of those spirits that have attached to her life from the Muslims. We cut her free. We cut her free. We cut her free in Jesus' name. All the witchcraft that have released damage in her body, we cut her free. We cut her free from every act, every ceremony, every ritual. All the tribal sin, even the items that they use, we cut her free. We cut her free from all of it in the name of Jesus. Every rooting
that they did in her life. We uprooted in Jesus' name. Every blood sacrifice, every financial sacrifice, every soulish sacrifice, every fecal sacrifice, mixing blood with blood, sexual sacrifices. All those wicked works that they did against her. Whatever remains of them, we bind them in the name of Jesus Christ. And we command them to come up and out of her now in Jesus' name. Come out of her. Take a deep breath and cough it all out. Whatever has remained, whatever has attacked her body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. You must leave now in Jesus' name. We put you into the spiritual cage, and we send you to the feet of Jesus for immediate judgment. Come out of her. Come out of her in the name of Jesus. All the hurt, all the suffering, all the memories of torture, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. All the stress, all the rejection, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Come up and out. All that witchcraft you've done over the years. Every attack goes back. Every attack. Every attack. Generational attacks go back in the name of Jesus Christ. Every attack. All the attacks on her thyroid, all the attacks on her lungs, come out of her now in the name of Jesus. All the attacks, all the demons that were transferred in, we bind every transferred spirit in, come out in Jesus' name. Every opposition to godliness and holiness, we bind you in Jesus' name. Every unclean spirit, every python spirit, every Kundalini spirit, every religious spirit they sent to her, every voodoo pen, every spear, come out of her, come out of her body. No matter what you are, what you named, what they did, when they did it, how they did it, Jesus Christ had a nail in a sure place just for her. Come out of her. Come out of her now.
Glory to God.
Every ailment that has been pronounced by the medical community, we bind their proclamations of doom in Jesus' name. We bind their proclamations of doom in Jesus' name. Come up and out of her. Come out of her right now in the name of Jesus. Go into the cage to the feet of Jesus for judgment. All those diagnostic proclamations come out of her, bound in Jesus' name. Every cell in her body belongs to Jesus Christ. He's died to redeem all of her, spirit, soul, and body. Holy Spirit, we hand to you every ailment, every disorder, every disease, every malady, every result of witchcraft, we hand it to you right now in the name of Jesus. Every evil work that's been worked against her, we hand it to you now in the name of Jesus. Come out of her body. Come out of her pancreas. Come out of her spine. Come out of her limbs. Come out of her tendons. Come out of her heart. Come out of her bloodstream. Come out of her mind. Come out of the brain. Come out of her electrical system. Come out of her circadian rhythm. Come out in the name of Jesus. Every dart, every pin, all those blood sacrifices are wiped away in the blood of Jesus Christ. Hebrews 9:14. All the rejection, come out, and the resulting pain. All of those wicked words that have been released, come up and out in the name of Jesus. All of those wounds, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of her. All of that pain, all of that suffering, all of that torment, you're bound in Jesus' name. All of the disappointment, all of the hurt, come out of her now in Jesus' name. Come on out. You cannot rob her of joy any longer. The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. All the joy stealers, come out now in the name of Jesus. Every spirit that has been sent in array against her and all of your reinforcements, we release the fire of God upon you now in Jesus' name. Everything done under the sea, all the poisons in the dreams, we bind you in Jesus' name. Come out of her body now. Come out of her in the name of Jesus. Oh, all the taunting, come out. All the mockery, come out in Jesus' name. Oh, sheesh. All the mockery, come out. Every wicked thing done against her, Satan, it's all back on you in Jesus' name. All the trauma, you're bound in Jesus' name. We bind all of the strong man in the name of Jesus Christ. All the family spirits, you're bound in Jesus' name. Come up and out in the name of Jesus. All the mind control, all the occult practices in the name of Jesus Christ. All the water witching, all the magic levitations, all the voodoo, come out in the name of Jesus. All the Kabbalah, come out. All the enchantments and potions. All the marks of the devil, wicked marks in her inner being, come up and out in the name of Jesus. All that's done against her mind, come up and out in the name of Jesus. All the astral projection, we cut your cords in the name of Jesus. All the snake venom and the snakes, come up and out in the name of Jesus. Everything stolen from her that was given to her by God must be returned in Jesus' name, according to the covenant. All the divination done against her, bound in Jesus' name. All the betraying enchantments, all the familiar spirits, all the necromancy sent against her, all the infirmities, you're bound in Jesus' name. All the magic, all the seduction, all the lying wonders sent against her, come up and out in the name of Jesus. All the serpents and scorpions and fiery darts and oppressions and bewitchment, come up and out of her in the name of Jesus. All the graven images that we use against her, come up and out. All the bondage, come out in the name of Jesus. All the hatred, all the rebellion, all the carnality used against her, come up and out in the name of Jesus. All the false compassion, come up and out. All the insanity they sin against her, come up and out in the name of Jesus. You're bound. All of you are bound. All of the violence, all the anger, retaliation, all the resentments used against her, come up and out in the name of Jesus. The work of the soothsayer, we bind in Jesus' name, come up and out. All the works of the witches and the wizards and the satanists, you're bound in Jesus' name, come up and out. All the child abuse, bound in Jesus' name, come up and out.
Yes.
All that child abuse, come up and out in the name of Jesus Christ. All the fear, come up and out, bound in Jesus' name. All the fear, come out. Every bit of it.
Yes.
Go to the into the cage, to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Father, we thank you for releasing your warring angels, warring for our sister against these devils in Jesus' name. All the fear of rejection, all the starve for love, all the self-rejection, all the rejection that came even before she was born, come up and out in Jesus' name. Come on out. All the rejection that came even before she was born, come out in the name of Jesus. Every strong demonic manifestation, you're bound in the name of Jesus. Every spell that was worked over her, every demonic spell, we break your power in Jesus' name. Every altar, we tear you down and throw you down beneath the feet of Jesus Christ. Every altar, destroy, ground to powder in Jesus' name. All corporate testers, you're bound. All satanic altars, all magic worked against her, you're bound and returned in the name of Jesus Christ. All of the occult that's been used against her, come up and out, bound in Jesus' name. Protective shields of secrecy, you're bound in Jesus' name. Come up and out. Protective shields of secrecy, come down in Jesus' name. You're bound in the name of Jesus Christ. Hidden observers, you're bound in Jesus' name. Sadistic altars, deeper altars, all that's hidden behind locked doors, fragmented parts, stress disorder. Know all altars. Satanic altars, come down in the name of Jesus Christ. We throw you down. Come out of her in the name of Jesus. All the mind control slavery that has been worked in her life, you're bound in Jesus' name. Come up and out. Go into the cage to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Paranoia, come up and out in the name of Jesus. Religious confusion, you're bound in Jesus' name. Mind control, back from childhood, you're bound in Jesus' name. Come up and out of her. Delusions, deceptions, deceit, you're bound in Jesus' name.
Yes,
sleep
Lord.
Difficulties, come out. The evil eye, come out in Jesus' name. All false laying on of hands, you're bound in Jesus' name. Come up and
yes,
out.
Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Blind obedience to superiors, you're bound. Ungodly prayers, you're bound in Jesus' name. Trusting in adults who were not trustworthy, you're bound in Jesus' name. Come up and out. Trusting in those who were not the counsel of the ungodly, bound in Jesus' name. Ungodly counsel, come up and out. Religious error,
yes.
Come up and out. In
Amen.
Jesus' name.
Lord, she, thank you, God. Yes, Lord.
All Freemasonry in the background, in the family line, and the come out in Jesus' name. Every bit of it, all of it, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Baphomet in your 72, you are all bound. Come out in Jesus' name.
Lord,
and
yes,
all of
Lord.
The underlings. Chained to you, come up and out in the name of Jesus. Into the cage, to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Every snake and your coiling action, we cut you asunder in Jesus' name. Come up and out. Leviathan, you've hidden in the background. We
destroy
you and we lift your armor from you. Come up and out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All guilt and condemnation, you are bound in Jesus' name. All ancestral rebellion, all charmers, you're bound in Jesus' name. Ritualistic child abuse, spiritism, human sacrifices, inheritable curses, trances, enchantments, root workers, worshippers of gods and goddesses, come up and out in Jesus' name. Fascination to evil ways, death spirit, every death spirit sent to her, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Come up and out.
Jesus, thank you, God.
Every death spirit, you must leave now. Spirits of war and hatred released to her through their envy, strife, and jealousy and malice. Come up and out in the name of Jesus Christ. All quarreling and argumentative and contentions and selfishness and deceiving lies, we bind in Jesus' name. All spirits of depression and bondage to any person, place, or thing. Every agonizing devil, you're bound in Jesus' name. Wounded spirit, come up and out in Jesus' name. Defeatism, depression, escapism, fatigue, come up and out. Loneliness, you're bound in Jesus' name. Insecurity, melancholy, insanity, torment, torture, come up and out. Stress, suicide, come up and out. Unworthiness, controlling devil, nervous breakdown, subconscious pressure, unloved and unwanted, you're bound in Jesus' name. Every one of you, come up and out in the name of Jesus Christ. All deaf and dumb spirits, you're bound in Jesus' name, come up and out. Spirits of jealousy used against her, pet signs used against her, the use of jewelry to curse her, you're bound in Jesus' name, come up and out. Isha, all revenge and spite used against her, come up and out in Jesus' name. All belittling, all slander used against her, come up and out. African witchcraft, you're bound in Jesus' name, come up and out. Shaman, Obita man. Root worker, heart attack, come out in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we ask that you take our sister's deliverance to completion. Heal her and make her whole. Woo! In Jesus' name. We ask, Father, that the Spirit of the living God come to fill her and take the place where all these spirits were cast out in Jesus' name. Fill her
yes,
with
Lord.
Holy fire, Lord God, and strengthen her once again.
Thank you, Father.
Take a deep breath and let the Holy Spirit fill you and release your prayer language.
Cangaria bossata ya, ya caria ne kiria boko shandaria sa gloria, ne grianga, girianga, gobriaga, o magriasa, ma gloria, magrieske, ma storia, ni kriaski rorski, asa roski, ni kiria marcos catara bacasatara.
Oh, la 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 la.
Now, sister, this is what I want you to do. Galatians 3.
Galatians 3:13 through 14. At least three times a day, no less.
Yes, ma'am.
This is what you are to say. Christ has redeemed me. Put your name there. When it says us, put your name there. From the curse of the law, being made a curse for, and where it says us, you put your name. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on, and you put your name there, through Jesus Christ, that we, where it says we, you put your name, might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith.
Yes, ma'am. I will.
Every day. Every day. You can do it in your sleep. Father, we thank you for releasing your grace upon our sister. Allow to the overflow. Overflow of grace. Overflow of healing. Overflow of holiness. Amen, overflow of peace. Overflow of joy. Overflow of righteousness. Fill her to overflowing, Father. In the name
Father
of Jesus
God.
Christ.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you. Amen. We give you praise. God bless you, sister.
Thank you, Pastor.
You're welcome. God bless. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. God is so good to his people. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Oh, yes, he is. Brother Marshall.
Praise you, Lord. Yes, you are. Yes, you are, Lord. You're so good, so merciful. Your mercies are new every day, Lord. We thank you. We give you praise. Thank you for touching the sister who called in. Thank you for touching her family members, including her estranged older daughter. Thank you for what you're doing in all of our lives, for all of our family members, always connected, related to each of us, Lord. We ask for your divine intervention. We come before you, even as you told me to. You said that the last part of Isaiah, written, I remember one chapter, Jeremiah 17, hey, that's a great number. Jeremiah 17, last part of verse 26. Bring burnt offerings and sacrifices and meat offerings and incense and bring the sacrifices of praise unto the house of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise and honor and glory, Father. You sent your son to pay the price, the amazing price. And it says in Jeremiah 33:11, partway through the verse, praise the Lord of hosts, for the Lord is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And of them that shall bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. For I will cause to return the captivity of the land as at the first, saith the Lord. Father, the many needs individually and many needs corporately and many needs for the body of Christ and those coming into the body of Christ all over the globe, not just the United States, not just in Israel, not just in Syria, and various other nations in Canada, many nations, Father God, many people, many people in great stress, economic challenges, Father God, in Jesus' name. So what could we do? We could just sit there and look at the problems. No, but you told us to fix our eyes on Jesus. Why do we want to fix our eyes on Jesus? Because he's our high priest. And what's he doing? He'll never leave us nor forsake us. And he's ever living to make intercession for us. By Christ become a high priest, the high priest. By Christ become a high priest of good things to come. Hebrews 9:11. By a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having attained eternal redemption for us. He paid the price for each of us as we look to him. For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctify to the purifying of the flesh, even sanctify me, Lord, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience, purge all of our consciences from dead works to serve the living God. As we continue to humble ourselves and casting all our cares on you, Lord Jesus, because you care for us, We thank you for your mercies that are new every day. We thank you for your mercies that are new this day. And we bring the sacrifices of praise, even like it says in the end of Psalm 30, verse 12, to the end that my glory may sing praise unto thee and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever. And we thank you, Father. You told us that our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, spiritual wickedness in high places in Jesus' name. And you said in Luke, chapter 12, verse 2, for there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be known. And you said in Mark 4:22, Jesus speaking, for there is nothing hid that shall not be manifested, neither was there anything kept secret that it shall not come abroad. So we thank you, Father. You know what's going on in all these areas. You know what's going on, causing people who want to bring about bioweapons, people who want to spend time to create them. Many millions of dollars and great research done in different places, and some people are blaming this person, some people are blaming that person, but you know everything, Lord. You know what's going on, and we give you praise and honor and glory. And you told us no weapon formed against us will prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Thank you for your blood. Thank you for loving us, Jesus, and washing from our sins in your own blood. And that's how we overcome the accuser of the brethren, by the blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony. We don't love our natural lives as much as we love the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the Lord Jesus, who came in the flesh to pay that price for each of us. He hung on that tree for the joy that was set before him, that amazing joy of seeing each one of us and all that's connected and related to each of us coming into the kingdom, those that can repent. Father, in Jesus' name, every witchcraft curse sent against each and every one of us, all types of curses, whether that mass hypnotism, individual hypnotism, through ungodly portals, through Wi-Fi portals, every spirit sent against us from 5G and every other curse, all curses returned at least sevenfold. Continue your repetition as the spirits ascend. Do those spirits intend to do dust in Jesus' name by the power of the Holy Spirit because of the blood of the covenant. I continue to speak blindness to the eyes of the enemy, muteness to the mouth of the enemy, and they may only hear what Jesus wants them to hear. In Jesus' name, pertain to each and every member of the body of Christ, those coming into the body of Christ, and all those coming into the body of Christ, many, many millions in the valley of decision. Many, many millions in the valley of decision. We ask for your help and your divine intervention and adjudication, Father. The Most High rules the kingdom of men and give it to whomsoever he will. We ask that your divine intervention, Father God, and not just in the chemical bioweapons, whether it's the so-called coronavirus, whether it's a virus or not, whether it's just that the little components of it, whether it's the shedding of the components, whatever the bioweapon is, Father, we ask for your divine intervention, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father, that Jesus can't lie. And he says, I'm no more in the world, but these are in the world. Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. And we know all have fallen short of, all sin and fall short of the glory of God, but we thank you that we receive that glory, because it says the glory of children of their fathers. And we thank you for the spirit of adoption, Father, that we have the privilege to drink into one spirit with you, so that he is joined unto the Lord as one spirit. If it's not the human mind or human power, it's by your spirit. And that's how we overcome the accuser of the brethren, because we have your soul, your spirit, your blood in us. You say the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I've given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your soul, the plural. And we set a lamb for a house in Exodus 12:3, and Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us in 1 Corinthians 5:7. And we think we need to purge out that old leaven to help us all, to get help me and my household, always connected, related to me, not just my older daughter and her mother-in-law, to purge out the old leaven. Some of us are so sure, well, I've been a Christian for how many decades? But are we carrying grudges? Are we angry? Are we fearful? Have we listened to the news media too long? I really thought it was quite funny. There was a little thing that somebody was interviewing, a news person interviewing some Amish people, and said, how come you people don't have COVID? Oh, because we don't have TV. So we bind all the mind control spirits of this bioweapon nonsense, and that's what the big component of it is. It's just in the head. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. We bind all those spirits of mind control in Jesus. Satan, you are bound. Your mind control spirits are bound. All your underlings are bound. Every underling from this mainstream news media, from those controlling, from the Zuckerbergs and those controlling the all those popular sites that people try to use, but they've kicked all the Christians off of, most of them anyway, or refused to allow them to speak the truth. Saying evil is good and good is evil. We know we're in the last days. All those ungodly spirits are bound in Jesus, because Jesus says unto us, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Father, we don't rejoice that the ungodly spirits are subject unto us, but to look to Jesus. We rejoice that our names are written in heaven. And thank you, Jesus, we're in you, and in you we live and move and have our being. We thank you for raising us up together with Christ Jesus. We're seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus because of the bloody covenant. And we thank you for that name of the Lord. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it and are safe. That's the name of Jesus, the name above all names, the name above name exalted above all blessing and praise. We thank you, Father, for giving Jesus that name, the name Savior. Savior. We look to you, Lord, to save you. So look unto me, be saved, for I'm God, there is none else. So we look to Jesus, and his eyes are red with wine. And he guides us with his eyes. He says, I've loved you with an everlasting love. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I have plans for your peace and not for evil. We speak shalom to those who are willing to repent of hanging on to the intellectual prowess, the intellectual prowess that we thought we had at one time. Didn't we think we had it? At least maybe I'm the only one who thought, well, I'm so terribly clever, so terribly smart. Thank you, Lord, for delivering us from those spirits of presumption and every ungodly spirit of stinking thinking. In Jesus' name. And you said in your word in Psalm 79:12, render unto our neighbors sevenfold into their bosoms their reproach, wherewith they have reproached thee, O Lord. Those spirits, some people call them a lizard head. Some people call them psychopaths. The pastor in Canada who was arrested for the audacity of opening his church on Sunday and not going along with the so-called lizard heads, or the psychopaths that are trying to take over the nation of Canada at high levels. And he called them psychopaths, and I was thinking, I don't know if that was a wise thing to do. Some people don't like to be called that, even it may be the truth, but if they are psychopaths, then they can't even repent. They don't even have emotions. They don't even relate to other human beings. They just want what they want when they want it, because they're hungry like alligators. They just want to eat. They just want to devour. So, Father, we ask you to deliver us from every one of these devouring spirits in Jesus' name. And Jesus says, call upon the name of the Lord and you'll be delivered. He said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered, in Joel 2:32. And we're whosoever's. I can call upon the name of the Lord. I take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. And that's how we overcome the accuser of heaven, because of that blood. And all the weapons that they try to form against us, Father, will not prosper. Every bioweapon, whatever it is, every new bioweapon, every vestige, every type, trying to turn families against families, trying to turn communities against communities, trying to turn one race against another race. All the spirits trying to cause division and strife, including in the Middle East. We bind every one of those spirits of Zeus in Jesus' name. Every spirit is seeking to steal, kill, and destroy, continually bound from family, within families, within regions, and within between the United States, between China. There are actually Christians in China. There are some. Probably more than, I don't know, somebody said it was the largest Christian nation. They have a whole lot of people. Father, we ask you to deliver. We don't know anybody else's heart. I don't even know my own heart. You said in your word, and that makes it so challenging. Isn't it challenging? Isn't it very challenging? You said in 1 Kings 8, then hear thou in heaven, the Lord says, hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place, and forgive and do, and give to every man according to his ways, whose heart thou knowest. For thou, even thou only, God only, knows the God who created heaven and earth, knows the hearts of all the children of men. Who knew that Saul of Tarsus could repent? He was so sure. He was trained up to be a very zealous Jew, adhering to the traditions of the Father. How dare these new upstart people say that the Messiah could come in the flesh already? We didn't know it because we were so smart. We bind every spirit of pride and rebellion. Leviathan, you're bound. Heads and tails all cut off. Kundalini, every spirit of idolatry is bound. We cancel our assignments, including from Freemasonry. from not only the Masonic Lodge, every spirit of idolatry, not only from Islam, every spirit of idolatry, of every type in Jesus' name, from witchcraft is bound in Jesus' name. All spirits of idolatry are bound. We cancel their assignment to all those working witchcraft against their children, the orphans, the widows, not only in Israel and in the and in the West Bank, and in Syria, where the Holy Ghost first came to Syria. Why is there all these attacking against Syria? Because our battle is not against flesh and blood. It's spiritual. But thank you, Lord, you give us the victory. Thanks be to God who always causes us to triumph in Christ and manifests the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. Father, we ask you to reveal what's going on and turn back on the heads of the spirits, the things they send against us in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father, for doing so. We give you praise and honor and glory in Jesus' name. You even said in Proverbs chapter 6, verses 30 and 31, men do not despise a thief if he steals to satisfy his soul when he is hungry. But if he be found, he shall restore sevenfold. He shall give all the substance of his house. Father, we ask for your divine intervention and adjudication against all these people trying to overturn where it rightfully belongs to your children. You've given us the earth. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And you said in Psalm 115, toward the end of that chapter, you've given it to the children of men. You've given it to us. And we thank you, Father. I think some of the witches know that better than the Christians do. But you've given it to us, and we claim it. Every place the sole of our foot treads belongs to you, Lord. Whether we live in the United States, we live in Israel, whether we live in England, whether we live in Africa, wherever we live, Australia, New Zealand, wherever we live, in Canada, it all belongs to you, Lord, in Jesus' name, including Syria, including in the West Bank. It all belongs to you, Lord, whether they're Christians, whether they're Jewish, kind of completed Jews, whatever, it all belongs to you, Lord. It all belongs to your children and those coming into the body. We ask you your divine intervention, adjudication, Father God, in Jesus' name. And show me how to pray. I continue to commit my works and deliver that my thoughts may be established. And we thank you, Father. You've not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. We thank you for the mind of Christ. We thank you for not receiving the spirit of bondage again to fear, but the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Thank you for the spirit of adoption. Thank you, Father, that your arm's not too short to save. Your arm's not too short to redeem. We plead the blood of Jesus, over all those in harm's way, over all the family members of every believer in Jesus' name, and all those in harm's way, community by community, area by area. And we thank you, Father God, for the people standing strong, for bringing the truth out in this nation in different areas, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you for bringing things to light, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you for the victory that you will give, Father, in Jesus' name. It's not by any one man or any one person. We thank you for giving many people a hunger and a thirst for righteousness, Father, that they might be filled with your spirit, Lord, filled with your spirit to overflowing, filled afresh. And we give you praise and honor and glory. Thank you, Lord. We ask you to overturn the upheaval in different nations, Father God, not just in Canada, the United States, all the different nations where there's upheaval in England, Father God, in Jesus' name. And so many people have lost their way of living, Father God, and some people are being told, oh, no, you just stay home and you take your little government, little dole out like a good little slave. Well, even if it was a benevolent dictator, would we prefer to be controlled by a benevolent dictator? Wouldn't we prefer to have a say in who's able to rule over us? Would we prefer to be in a communist nation? Would we prefer to be in a nation where the government is in cahoots with the corporations to try and defraud the people of what's rightfully theirs, to try and bring in the agenda, whatever it's called, 2030, try to bring in the Great Reset? We thank you, Father God, for your Great Reset. We thank you for your liberty, the glorious liberty of the children of God. Your children will walk at liberty, Father, in Jesus' name. We give you praise and honor and glory. And praise you, Father. Thank you for the glorious liberty of the children of God. You came to set the captives free, Lord Jesus, and you didn't mess up. You did exactly what you came to do. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifest. He might destroy the works of the devil, it says in 1 John 3:8. And Jesus says in the Gospel of John chapter 17, hey, there's 17 again. By the way, that's the 17th book in the Bible is Esther. You know what happened in Esther. Oh, that's what happened in Esther. And that's when it happened in this nation and all across the globe. What the enemy's been trying to do is going to go back right on their own head in Jesus' name. The 17th book of the Bible, Esther, is just going to come back on them. Isn't that wonderful? And it says, and Esther's that little book that comes just before Job, which comes just before Psalms. And it says in Esther 7:7, and that's when people are having communion, they don't always understand what the wine is for. And that's the grapes of wrath. Some people wrote a book about it, grapes of wrath. And it says in Esther 7:7, and the king arising from the banquet of wine in his wrath, God is angry with the wicked every day, went into the palace garden, and Haman stood up to make requests for his life to Esther the queen, for he saw that evil was determined against him by the king. Oh, yes, it was. And Esther was very, very wise in what she did. And what happened? There's a number 7, and there's a number 10. That's up to 17. Esther chapter 7, verse 10. And they hanged Haman on the gallows that he had prepared for Mordecai. Then was the king's wrath pacified. So, Father, we don't know which ones are so-called lizard heads, which ones are psychopaths that cannot actually repent. I kept thinking most people could repent. I mean, Job was asked to pray for his friends, and he did. And the Lord restored everything that's been taken from, the devil has stolen from them. So we pray for those who despitefully use us, because we don't know their hearts. Maybe many are going to be like Saul of Tarsus, who became Paul and wrote most of the New Testament, that they will genuinely repent. Like Khrushchev repented from what Pat Halliday told us before he left this world. So, Father, we ask you to draw many to the Lord Jesus. And I don't know if some of these at the highest levels in the Illuminati and all the rest of this, if they can repent. But there are many in the lower levels that probably can. So, Father, grant them the gift of repentance to the acknowledgement of the truth. You said the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves, that God peradventure will grant them repentance to the acknowledgement of the truth, that they recover themselves from the snare of the devil. Those who are taken captive by him at his will, including the people who think they're Christians that don't think healing is for today, including like my, I think that's what the case is for somebody who's related to my older daughter by marriage. And we ask you to grant those people the gifts of repentance, Father, in Jesus' name. We ask you to have mercy and heal that woman's arm that was injured in the surgery, Father, in Jesus' name, by the haphazardness of the doctor or the nurse or whatever it was. And we forgive them, Father. Help her to be able to forgive them, too, because we can't leave this world carrying grudges and expect to go to heaven, because Jesus told us we have to forgive everyone, because he wants us to be able to be forgiven too. And we thank you, Lord, for that lovely little warning you gave us there, even right after the Lord's Prayer in Matthew chapter 9. And we thank you for that. And we take advantage of that. So we do pray for everyone. Those in the that so-called Biden regime, Father God, they're controlled by so many demons, Father. We ask you to deliver those that can be delivered, Father, in Jesus' name. And we ask you, Father God, to restore the stability of this nation in economically, emotionally, spiritually, and every other way. We thank you for the great awakening, great revival. Pat Halliday was so convinced, and the more I meditate on that vision, I think it is absolutely true that there's going to be the most amazing awakening. And we thank you, Father God, for all the descendants of every believer, even in Peggy and Christine Smith's descendants, whether that's Donald Trump and all his connected and related to him, including Ivanka, all waking up and saying, well, maybe this COVID jab isn't the way to go. But, Father God, we thank you for delivering us, even those who have been subjected to the COVID jab in Jesus' name, even my sister, my brother-in-law, and others, my other brother-in-law. We thank you for delivering them from those mind-controlled spirits and those spirits of believing demons, Father, in Jesus' name. We ask you to wake up the sleeping giant, Father, and we thank you for doing so, Father, in Jesus' name. And we thank you for teaching us what we need to do as we walk in love. Jesus speaking in Matthew 6:14-15. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Verse 15. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. So if you forgive everyone, Father, because we know our battle is not against the human being. The devil may use some of them. We thank you, Father, hours to go from glory to glory. We'll hear that still small voice on the switchblade. You'll even hear that little voice behind 6 inches away walking in. We thank you for your armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left. We thank you. Thank you for giving us your armor of God. And we keep the armor on. We take it off. Thank you. Thank you for the garment of truth. Thank you for the breastplate of righteousness. Take our only offensive weapon, the Word of God, which is quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, the body and the thunder, soul and spirit, and joints and mouth. We ask to deliver all those connected religions, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him, and I will be with him, and I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. And all the saints say, amen and amen.